The Legislative Ethics Committee today partially resolved a question from candidates and voters concerned about their representation after the effects of redistricting kick in. The five public and four legislative members of the panel unanimously decided that after the general election in November, incumbent legislators will have free rein to use their office, staff, and state resources to provide services to their new constituents. However, a newcomer to the legislature will have to wait for any privileges until taking the oath of office in January. House Rules Chairman Craig Johnson, a Republican from Anchorage, said the access to state resources doesn't transfer until the new session starts.
And if we're going to leave an area where someone hasn't been sworn in, someone hasn't taken the ethics training for 2 months, where they have state funds, that they have basically no rules, regulations, I think that we are leaving a gap there that is a little unconscionable. I think that when you're sworn in, it's part of the deal.
However, the committee did see the value of a legislator having the ability to work with new constituents. Senator Donnie Olson, a Democrat from Gallivan, reminded the members that he is up for re-election in a district that consists of half the state.
Whether I've been sworn in or not doesn't make a difference. I'm still the representative and the senator for that district that has been defined, which is not defined by me. Defined by the redistricting council.
The committee determined that legislative leaders can decide to whom money should be appropriated, arguing that it is not an ethics issue.